Yay. Shout out to Leo.
Shout out to the two crew on the straw die of all things.
Yay.
Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Turning Tables. As always, my name is Ruben. If that changes, I'll let you guys know soon. And with me, as always, he's just battling an eccentric billionaire to get his grandfather's soul back with a children's card game? It's Danny.
I believe in the heart of the cards. Speaking of, I have not touched that deck of many things in a minute, and I just realized that. Thank you, Ruben!
You're welcome. She's gonna jump into a giant mech suit, float down to Earth, and save the Earth by fighting her friends? It's Alex Webster.
Fuck yeah! Hi!
Yeah, that one's a little obscure.
Is it...
Is it Gundam?
Yes, which one?
Oh.
That's Mobile Suit.
Well, yeah, that's all of them.
I thought... Is it Gundam Wing?
Yes.
Alright,
yes. I was gonna say, I know it's Gundam, I just don't know which one.
There's like a thousand Gundams.
He's traveling the world with, surrounded by dangerous animals that live in his pocket. It's Connor.
Yeah.
Gonna catch them all.
I'm gonna catch them all.
Forever 10 years old.
Immortal. I forgot the last one.
It's okay, I don't want it. Whatever it is, I don't want it.
Okay, fine, alright. In the middle of this episode,
who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
I do want that one. I will take that one all day.
James Bob Squarepants.
I'm ready. Promotion. I'm ready.
Oh yeah! Congrats.
Applause.
Nice.
It's gonna kill me, and I'm gonna remember in the middle of the episode. It was this, and then just
I gotta pee.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I do remember what it is now. Too late. All right.
Say it.
Just say it now.
No, I don't want to.
Anyways,
I'm gonna save it for next.
I'm gonna save it for next time. Throw it in my back pocket for a year from now when I'm DM again.
Got it.
Nice. Yeah. Next for next year.
For next year. All right. With that, let's go ahead and hit a recap. Last time, you guys were inside this tunnel full of fungus and whatnot, being accosted by different puzzles and tribulations. After a bit of mind melding and brain scattering and getting your shit together, you guys are finally able to get through my musically themed puzzles. For anyone who's just listening right now, those were all loosely based on Sleep Token lyric and iconography. So, you're welcome, world.
Hell yeah.
No.
No, he says. Anyways, after getting through the puzzles, you guys found a large dome-shaped room in which housed a weird, large crystal ball-like device sitting on top of a pedestal. Rock Zaris went and grabbed the crystal ball off of its pedestal. Not narrowly, she actually had a really high roll, surviving a wisdom save. And after taking it off the pedestal morphed into the Death Cthulhu-esque angel that you guys had been seeing images of up to this point. After a long fight in which people forgot that you were there to destroy the orb.
Yep.
Like, wait, are we supposed to destroy it? You just hear Connor in the back, been protecting it.
Like, bottling it.
True.
Yeah, Rockstar just threw it to him. And
everyone was like, catch it! Ah!
God damn it.
After, playing some keep away, you guys finally did destroy it, allowing Team Fungus to show back up to help you get rid of some of the smaller creatures that were there inside the room.
Hey.
After then defeating the Death Angel, you guys saw that the weird dome-shaped room that you guys were in was the remnants of the square-shaped tower, and which disappeared, along with the illusion of this nicely formed city back to its original state of huts and more Neanderthalic buildings and whatnot. After that, you guys rode down a staircase to find that Fabricius and Morbius were in a deadlock battle, him being covered by some of the weird non-faced creatures in a corpse flower, him on the ground, seemingly unconscious. Morbius prepared to do the final blow inside a crystal orb of some sort, flanked by two of these metallic guard creatures that you guys have been seeing. And that's where you guys are now.
Have they clocked us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we, like, walked in the middle of something.
Did I interrupt?
It was the middle of the fight. You just see he is encompassed in this large orb of, like, magic that's about 10 feet around him. His left arm has transformed from just a regular arm to, like, this weird mechanical slash arcane, like, arm that has a large orb in it.
This is Morbius?
Yes.
Is the orb exactly like the orb that we destroyed?
Roll me an Arcana check.
Oof. So in the excitement of wanting to play, I forgot my rolling tower, so I'm sharing with Ms. Webster over here.
Let's
get some good rolls going.
That is a big fat 11.
11? Looks similar. Yeah, probably something similar.
He's about...
Okay, I was about to sneeze, but I lost it.
She put her head way back.
I thought you had a...
She went full Whitney.
She starts running at him.
I thought she was going to hit us with Christina real quick.
He's about to final blow on Fabricius, who's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
How far away are they from us?
Yes.
I'm going to say, you guys had just came down the staircase. I'm going to say you guys are 50 feet away from them.
Okay.
50 feet, you say?
Mm-hmm. He says...
Are we in initiative?
Not yet.
Not at the current moment?
Siegfried's just going to run at him.
Charge him?
Yeah.
Okay. How much speed you got, sir?
I got 40 feet.
40 feet? So you just stopped just 10 feet shy?
Yeah. Yes. I only have a 5-foot reach on the Great Axe, so I can't hit the orb, but I am right there.
You see, he clocks you in sort of these weird mechanical automatons. He's like, what is the meaning of this? What do you intend to do, Siegfried?
Why do you look the way that you look now? Why is this... Why do you have this man on the ground?
I'm just trying to destroy an evil.
It seems that the evil is you.
I'm trying to make the world better.
How is this better, making everybody sick?
Not this world. The world we come from. I am trying to improve, get rid of diseases.
By giving everybody a sickness that they transform into beasts from?
I come from a world where this is a very real disease. And I saw when I came here to Gorsana that Fabricius had the ability to replicate this. Although he would never do such a thing, because apparently it goes against humankind. But I can see past that. These humanoids here have had their chance. We're all already dead. What does it matter if we all die of disease and sickness? Why not use these second chancers to figure out how to solve real diseases?
Some people are trying to get out of here, like us. Some people are trying to get back to their lives, and you're taking it from them.
You've already had your chance.
If I already had my chance, I wouldn't be ascending.
Do you think the ascension is a real thing? Do you think anyone actually gets out of here? Have you heard of anyone actually leaving?
All I know is I've been ascending with my group here, and we're going to continue to do that. And you're standing in our way.
And so be it. You see, as soon as he says that, the two automatons, although you're not close enough to hit them, you see, like, their weird style-shaped hands, almost knife-like, extend. And they're going to make 4 attacks against you.
Sure.
With that, at the end of this, I'm going to say everyone needs to roll initiative. Ooh, that's only an 11.
Nope. That works.
14?
No.
That's less?
Yeah!
15.
I'm a 15.
Everything off.
Almost. Hey,
he gets the action surge treatment.
You get nothing! Good day, sir! That's 15 points of slashing.
Okay.
How you feeling?
Out of there!
I'm okay. Oops.
With that...
Jerry, no!
I need everyone to roll me. Initiative. Yes?
I got 17.
Oh, I thought you had a question.
Nice. 30-20.
Oh,
what? I got 19.
Alrighty.
Wow, some high initiatives, guys.
Fucking go!
I thought I was
it's
like,
go time.
I thought I was gonna be closer to the top, but I got a 17.
So you guys both got dirty 20s?
Yeah, I did.
I'm assuming you have the higher dex.
I definitely have the higher dex.
So, Iman?
He's got a 1.
You got the higher
You said 19?
Mm-hmm.
And 17.
Dex.
Okay, so, with that.
That's true.
Being
I concede.
Said,
I concede, sir.
Our boy. Okay. The very top of the order is Iman.
So, if I remember correctly,
run!
He looks pretty hurt himself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Could I roll an insight check to see how hurt he is?
Yeah.
That is a dirty 20.
Ooh.
So definitely beyond bloodied.
Uh-huh.
If I had to make a guess without giving you the exact number,
mm-hmm.
he is like...
You can give me a percentage.
Yeah, I would say he has like 10% of his health left.
Okay. Okay. Alright. Well, fuck it. I'm gonna run up on him. So what I'm gonna do here is I'm gonna move my 30 feet, then use a starlight step to get behind him and hit him with ye old Shadow Blade.
Shadow Blade?
Yeah.
No, let him
go
do
ahead,
it.
Let him cook.
Roll.
Let him cook.
Shadow Blade's a spell, yes?
Yes. That is not good, though. That is only 12 to hit. Excuse me while I burn this spell slot. But
as
go ahead.
You starlight step behind him, and you produce this Shadow Blade and go for an attack.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the Shadow Blade enters the sphere's diameter, it dissipates.
Cool. I was going to miss anyway. Yeah, I'm there now.
So, right up on him.
Yeah.
That is Elias's go.
Now
it's your turn.
It's you now. Sorry, that was a weird phrasing.
So I'm gonna first.
Don't. Metagaming, fuck it.
So I mean, I'm still 60 feet away.
50 feet
away, yep. Which is okay, cool. I'm gonna first bonus action, second wind to
Excellent.
Get a little bit of health back. So. Well, that's only 7 points.
Hey, that's free healing,
that's,
though.
That's a something.
That's mm-hmm. a something.
That
yeah.
is a something.
So I'm at 51 hit points. And then I'm going to use my movement to get up next to Siegfried, I guess.
So you can be just 10 feet behind him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because your speed's 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah. Now as it looks, it's just a relay of the land. We got Morvis in the middle with his two automatons near him. Amon's on the back side, just missed on the Shadow Blade. 10 feet on the other side is our guy Siegfried. 10 feet right behind him is Elias. Speaking of Siegfried, it is your go, sir.
You know what it is. Bonus action rage.
He gets real angry.
Yeah, he gets real, real pissed. And he is going to attack the orb.
The orb?
Yeah.
The one that he's in, or the one that's
the one that is on his arm out of the orb. But
mm-hmm.
okay,
it's like hitting him.
Yeah,
I'm hitting that orb.
So I'm gonna say, since you're aiming for a specific part of them, the DC is going to be higher because he's not just like with his arm like that.
Okay,
he's in combat with you, so
okay. All right, that's fine.
It's like baseball, dude. Don't be like the Dodgers, though.
Yeah.
Actually,
keep your eye on the ball.
Who said I don't want to talk about baseball?
We still need to be mad about it. We still have to be angry.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Is it +3 because I'm by you or no?
No, that's for
safe. No, that's for safe.
Okay, here we go. Attack number one.
I have not used bless yet myself.
Bless.
Probably not going to use bless, honestly.
Yes, hit those spell slots.
I only have 2 left.
That is a big ol' fat 23.
Holy shit.
23?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Ow,
yeah, I'm
going
to say you hit it. See how much damage you do.
Okey-dokey. Oops.
Yeah, really,
that would have been nice.
It's got to be in the tray. That is the rules.
That's not nice. Okay, so...
I was listening at home.
That is 9 points. points on the first attack.
For those listening at home, he rolled in the tray and it jumped out and it was a 10, and then he rolled again in the tray.
And it was a big fat rolls, one.
And it was a one.
Okay.
A one?
Attack is number two.
The great Juan.
One?
That's not going to hit. That is a 12.
That is not going to hit.
Yeah.
Damn.
That is it. I will be frenzy attacking after this.
As a legendary action after your turn. Yeah.
Fuck.
We're at that level, guys. I don't know why this is a surprise.
I just forget about that it exists until it happens.
Until we're there. He's going to hit you with... Which one of those many cantrips that he has is he going to hit you with?
He can't trip.
He cannot trip. You know what? Let's go ahead and go with the simple one here. I'm going to hit you with the Ray of Frost, all right?
Ray of Frost.
It's going to be a ranged spell attack, you know, on
Who
you.
Who are you attacking?
He's attacking him right there.
Ah.
He's going to be 18 to hit.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, he's a high-level spellcaster, so you're going to take four of these D8s, you know?
What is your accent right now?
I don't know. 11.
You're confusing the listener.
12. That's going to be 17 points of damage.
Cool.
You down?
I am down.
Fuck.
Whoa.
Siegfried goes down.
Whoa. What?
He had no help.
I know. What did you think was happening?
He had
this?
Zero health.
He literally just had a boss fight before this.
No, but that was a long time ago.
We didn't.
We never took a rest.
No. I was here. I know. You were back here.
No, this is what happened.
In game,
this happened 3 weeks ago.
In game, it was literally 10 minutes.
I know.
Yeah, like really. Just
IRL, it was many moons ago.
He was
IRL.
Like, again? I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Zarius, okay. It is your go.
Do a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turn into a rock.
I can't do that again, unfortunately.
Damn it. We need the rock star.
Everyone else has rushed forward and is surrounding them, correct?
Yes, so Mom's behind him, Siegfried and Elias are in front of him, but Siegfried is down, and there's two automatons and Mortis.
And I'm 50 feet back?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Indeed.com.
I am going to...
Turn into a rock.
I fucking wish.
We will rock you.
I'm going to cast... Grasping Vine,
mm-hmm.
20 feet in front of me.
Okay.
And it's going to lash out 30 feet. And the big, Morbius has to make a dex saving throw.
What level spell is that?
Three?
It has no effect inside a 10-foot orb.
Like it doesn't go through?
It's level 72.
I'm sorry, fourth level.
Same.
Fizzle stick.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Since you burnt the spell slot, would you like to make an Arcana check?
Sure. 18.
Yeah, you know for sure, now that you've tried, it's a globe of invulnerability. So nothing of 5 or lower as a spell can get through there.
Oh, shit.
I don't even have above 5th level spell slots.
I require the Cone of Silence.
But magic, right?
You just asked me the Cone of Silence?
I'm going to take... Because that's a bonus action. That was a bonus action.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm going to take one of my spider daggers,
ooh.
And I'm going to throw it.
You're going to eat it at him?
I'm going to eat it.
Okay. Roman attack roll. Same. Are you aiming for just him or specifically the orb like Siegfried was?
I'm trying to take him down.
Just hit him.
Because I think the dagger is not going to pierce stone or pierce marble or whatever the fuck the orb is made out of.
You don't know.
Orb material.
Orb material. Well, I crushed it. Hold on. I crushed it when I was the rock. Do I get an idea of how fragile it may or may not be?
I will say, yeah, as far as.
Huh? Just a little.
It's like. If for human terms, of America, real world terms, it's like double plated glass.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna just attack him. 16?
16 will not hit.
I was just scared it was gonna be in that one and I get stabbed with the spider dagger.
Damn, so now I'm out of dagger too, huh?
One dagger. It just, yeah, you see it flies through. He's able to use the arm, this mechanical arm he out now has. And like for a second, a shield pops up, blocks his face, bounces right off, hits the floor.
Well, hail. All right. That's my go. Sorry, guys.
Next, it is the automatons. And they're going to go after the closest thing, which is Amon. You are Amon, right?
Hit me.
Okay. Hit me, baby.
So, one's a dirty 20.
Yup.
15. I'm just going to roll all the
attacks. 15 does not hit.
Okay. Nat 20.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, that isn't it.
Just give me the big number.
So, 10, and then...
Did we all forget, like, things we rolled in?
That is... Yes. 20.
Oh, total?
Yes.
I'm up! But barely.
Are we in danger? Are we the baddies?
Are we the baddies?
Well, I'm at full health, so...
The rock took all the damage?
Yep, I'm at full health.
Next, it is Mortis' turn.
Fuck.
I forgot he still had to go.
Yes, he does.
It was legendary action that made me think he already went.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
You see, he's going ahead and cast. He's going to attempt to cast Confusion on you, Zaris.
Okay.
Please make me... Oh no, let's see. Each creature within a 10-foot radius. Wisdom save, please.
I'm not 10 feet from him.
No, it's within a 10-foot radius. So you can take multiple
Wisdom
targets.
Save?
Yes, please.
Thank God. I thought it was Charisma and I was going to shoot myself. Fuck yes. 26. 25.
Lord.
Okay, yeah, you pass. Yeah, for a second.
Oh.
You are confundled. You see, he puts out, again, this mechanical hand from that what he was just using as a shield. And you see, like, arcane sigils just pop up around his hand. Everyone can make... either religion or arcane checks if you like when you see this. Except you, my dude, you are down.
Fine, I don't want to do your stupid chain.
17.
Okay.
It's got 10.
10.
4.
So from the conversation that you had from Elias, I explained that this guy, before, you thought he was like a holy man. He is technically a holy man, but he doesn't worship any divine gods as far as religion. He is a cleric of the arcane.
Interesting.
He only, like, you know, I would say just subtext, you know, arcane clerics are only about knowledge. That's the only thing they care about.
Okay.
And you see these sigils pop up as he lets out this weird, necrotic-looking ray that kind of, for a second, confundles your thoughts, but Zaris lives with her thoughts all the time, so you move them out of your brain, and you are fine.
Beautiful.
That Jesus is Christ. His go. Amon!
Alright, ye old flame rapier, let's get it.
Okay. What was it? Now one?
No, it's an 11.
Okay, 11's not going to hit.
No, it's not.
And let's say at the same time as you swipe through the orb that he's in, with the flame rapier, goes out.
That's fine too. I would have hit him with it if I actually hit him. Alright, now here's my question. Can I see her dagger?
Yeah, but it's going to be on the other side of him.
I can't grab it.
Can you mage hand it?
Mage hand is an action. I guess...
What about ye old little owly guy?
I could send out the owl. Yeah, you know what? Let's get Chuck involved. I'm going to have Chuck fly by and grab the...
Oh, I was at flyby.
Yeah.
I was going to have automatons make attacks on him.
Nerd?
Yeah.
Oh, flyby, grab it, and drop it off with Zaris and stay over on her side.
Oh, allow it? Yeah, so you see Chuck out of nowhere, flies down, grabs your dagger, comes, drops it right ahead. Here you go, girl.
You're the best.
You're the best. Not kick his ass. Alright, Mom, that's your go.
Yep.
Indeed.
I gotta stand there. Yeah, I'm standing.
Just stand there. Elias!
So I'm 10 feet from Morbus.
You're 10 feet from where Siegfried was. Siegfried was 20, or 10 feet. So you're 20 feet from Morbus. The sand between you and Morbus is the two automatons. Actually, no, they're on the other side with Amon now. but Siegfried is there on the ground also.
Okay. I'm going to manifest Ago, and I'm going to summon the better version of myself.
I knew you missed me.
I need you like hell now. I'm going to summon him, so it's within 15 feet of me.
Okay.
I'm going to summon him legitimately next to Morbus.
Let me inquire on something real quick. I think you're fine, but let me verify something.
Yeah, I'm frightened. I'm frightened, ATM.
ATM. It is specific to spells, so I'll say this is fine.
Okay, perfect. In tandem with that, can I also make a movement really quickly?
Yes, you can.
So I'm going to move 10 feet up to where I'm still within 5 feet of down Siegfried, but I am now a little bit closer to Morbus. And then I'm going to make an attack from the Echo's position on Morbus's orb arm.
Okay, go ahead and roll me the attack roll.
Okay.
He's going to ponder his orb.
Let's see that net 20.
Come on.
Let's go.
Yes, that's a 19 on the die.
Oh, oh yeah, with math that'll hit.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
With math.
Perfect. So that is 11 points of damage coming from the Echo.
As you hit with, you see the Echo, you can kind of like subconsciously see through the Echo's location also. You see the orb that when he makes good contact with it, starts to crack.
I burn a smite.
Can.
I'm gonna burn a level.
You're already doing it.
I'm already doing it.
I'm not saying shit.
I'm gonna burn a level 2 smite.
Mark off the spell slot because it fizzles while it's inside the orb that he is in.
Damn it. Okay.
Yeah, I know it's not technically a spell, but you use spell slot as inventory. If I took away his flame rapier, there's no way he gets to smite.
Sure.
Wait, are you smiting him or are you smiting the horde?
He's inside an orb that extends 10 feet that he can walk through, but there is an orb on his shoulder that you guys were attacking. Mm. Everything thus far you've seen inside the orb magically has been...
Yeah, but I was saying, is he smiting the actual guy or the orb?
Inside the bubble, we can't cast spells lower than 5th.
Hey, got it.
Okay.
That you go?
That's where you go.
Don't you have one more attack?
So you have 2 attacks, right?
2 attacks, yeah.
Just kidding.
No, that's
funny. That's kidding. 18.
Total?
Total.
18 does not hit.
Yeah, I figured.
Siegfried, let me get that death save.
Hi!
Does he get +3 for being close to him?
He does.
Oh, thank God. Oh, that's a save. There we go.
Let's go, baby!
Siegfried, it is your turn.
Yes!
1 HP.
Yes!
Yes!
Okay, well,
Alex is getting kicked out.
I think we closed the door.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Wait, Connor, did you close the door when you walked in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's just that window that's open.
I don't care.
Oh, my God.
I don't care.
Go off.
I'm going to bonus action rage again.
Go off, King.
Go off, King.
He's angry again. He's re-angry. I am attacking the arm orb once again.
Go for it.
Come on. You did me justice before. Ugh, that is probably not going to hit. That's a... Oh, no,
18 didn't hit.
17. So, yeah, that doesn't hit.
Nope.
Attack number 2. Come on.
You don't want to attack recklessly?
You're at 1 HP.
You're gonna get hurt. If you get hit, you're gonna get hit anyway.
I know, that's true. You know what? Sure. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Now, technically, for those at home, you're supposed to do it at the beginning of your attacks, but this is fine.
Okay, cool.
I like how you're being flexible with that, but like the spell thing, you're He's like, no magic is getting through my fucking orb.
Burn that shit now. You said it, burn it.
If there's any time to do it, it's now!
Yeah.
Alright. 21?
21 will hit.
Yeah, alright.
Roll me that damage.
Damage.
Come on, max damage, damn it. Yeah, that is
damn it.
8 plus 3. That's 11.
11. As you make contact with this orb that's on his arm, cleaves right through as it shatters, hits him into the arm to the point where you're like pulling out parts of the mechanical arm. You see the orb that he was in, the bubble, dissipates.
Oh, fuck yeah. Get riggedy wrecked, bitch!
It's wizard time!
It's wizard time, motherfuckers! Is that you got anything else?
Yeah, that's my goal.
Just the fucking comeback of the century?
I just hit him and I'm like...
Bring it.
Just feels better about himself. Yeah. Zaris!
Whew! Okay. The urge to play a cleric or to do my thing.
Do your thing.
He knows what he did.
Just do your damn thing,
the
man.
Best defense is a good offense.
I'm gonna drop anyway. Just freaking do it.
Defense wins championship.
Dad, what are you doing?
Dad, what are you doing?
And for more on that, listen to the Horrible People's podcast episode on Independence Day.
Damn it. Nice plug.
Hey, always.
It's gonna get plugged at the end of the
I haven't
episode.
Been on the last two episodes. I gotta plug shit. Okay, I am going to... This changes things. Okay. I'm going to cast Call Lightning.
Lightning?
From my distance.
I can use help.
ring, hello?
No,
help
no,
me?
No, I'm okay. How are you? Yeah, traffic has been crazy. So anyway, the reason why I'm calling is...
Phoning a friend.
Okay, 60-foot radius, so above them, so I can get all of them. And I need dex saves from all of them, please.
That is going to be 18 for mortals.
Okay.
Our robot guys, a 16, and a 15.
Okay, they all save. 15 was my save.
Son of a bitch.
But they still take half of these, 3...
Morbus will burn a spell slot to cast Absorb Elements, so he'll quarter it.
Okay. Bitch.
Poo poo.
I know, right?
Delicious.
What?
Poo poo.
What did he say?
What did he say?
Can I still get 10?
You trust
How
me?
How many do you need?
3. I only have 2. That could have been bad. Alright. Yours rolled well. 26.
So you see the automatons severely hurt. Morbus, he was already pretty hurt, but now he's looking a little closer.
Okay. And that stays up there. Fuck it. I'm going to use my movement to get all up in that bitch.
Come closer.
Yeah. I'm gonna get on Morbus.
So these automatons, they are going to... I'm just going to roll for it, because right now we got Elias, Echo, Amon, and Siegfried. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. On a 4, I reroll. That's 2. I'm sorry, Siegfried. They're going to take an attack.
That's fine.
Wait, aren't I also in there?
She just walked up.
You're 30 feet, right?
Yeah.
You were 50 feet away, so you're 20 feet away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They can get some of this Sentinel.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and make that attack first.
Yeah. It's not one.
No!
Oh, gods. God.
You know what's up. Give it to me again.
Sorry, give it dude. To him.
I think I'm going to kill you.
Oh, no!
It's a 4.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
No, it was like a 12 and it rolled to a 4. And saw it happen.
No!
I have rolled the attacks before. Go ahead and read me what that guy right there says.
Oh my god.
So what happens is...
It's a fucking nat 20.
One of the automatons, right before your strike lands, his hand goes from this blade back into individual fingers, catches your halberd, tears it from your hand, and then immediately swings it at Siegfried. Wait, how much damage, or what type of damage is your halberd?
D10.
It's not gonna matter, but let's see if I kill you. No, I'm kidding. It's not gonna be that much. It is going to be 16 points of slashing damage, and it now has your halberd.
That's not good. Huh.
I know.
He's yelling, Timber!
Fuck.
That's not good. He has my halberd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he doesn't, but my Echo still
Yeah, he's armed.
All right, cool. That's good.
With you also that, have an arm strike, too, right? Aren't you a fighter?
Yeah, but they don't have, like,
a set
unarmed die. Oh. Second one is going to attack Amon.
Go ahead.
I have an unarmed strike. You should have something similar.
I'm going to burn a reaction to cast shield on myself, so that misses.
You have to.
Excellent.
Hell yeah.
That is there.
Your unarmed should, it's like your strength modifier plus, yeah. Like, stuff.
That's what I was saying. Like, you can at least punch him.
Yeah, there's a dice roll associated, though.
I'm gonna punch him, or I'm gonna do something else.
Can you smite with a punch?
Smite!
Holy punch!
I think it has to be a weapon.
Falcon! Literally, I'm gonna falcon punch him.
I think there's a stipulation in which certain unharmed attacks are counted as melee weapons, but it has to state, like, it has to have a dice roll associated with it. With that being said, it is our boy's go. He's going to cast, if my app would stop jumping around, Zaris, give me a con save.
Okay. Is this a charming effect at all?
It is not.
And how far away is he?
He's 20 feet.
Fuck, alright. 20.
30-20?
30-20.
That will pass. You're going to take half of this 14d6.
Of what kind of damage?
Necrotic. As he casts harm against you.
Harm?
Harm. Straight up harm.
Herm.
I hate that fucking spell. It's great as a cleric, but it's a fucking awful.
I'm going to use the dice roller because I don't feel like getting that many dice out, and I don't have my tray. So... That is 21 points of necrotic damage.
Yeesh. Half? Or is that it half?
That's it already half.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Damn.
I'm good.
That is his go. And you see as he does this attack, he's like, do you think Fabrice is any better than I am? Do you think he's going to just stop doing his job and let these people live in peace?
I could care less.
You are a
And you're an idiot. What do you think you're gonna do? Save people? We're dead.
No, I don't care about the people of this plane. Once I figure out the cure to this disease, the double dragon, I will ascend and take it back to where it can be used.
Didn't you just say ascending is a fool's errand? How do you plan on getting out?
For you.
You are a fool.
There's supposed to be a pause there for effect, guys. Chill. No, I'm kidding. I'm on.
Yeah, we're doing Flame Rapier again. I have to fuck.
And hit fuck.
Him. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20 will hit, but the fire damage... Oh, no. Yeah,
that thing's gone.
Light. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Fuck him up.
Oh, and I have people there with me now. Okay, hold on.
Sort of.
So that's 5, 6... Oh, you want the big number?
All together, yeah.
Okay.
All together now.
Just in case anybody wants to know what's 76s.
For those of the early days of TikTok.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I remember that.
Back in the cringe days.
The very, where everyone acted like animatronics, it was very weird.
36 points of damage.
Yes!
Oh, super fucking hurt, but not dead. At the end of your turn, he's going to make a cantrip attack against you. He's going to cast... What's he going to cast? I have so many spells I can use. What's he feeling like right now?
What's he feeling like?
Hellish Rebuke.
He does have that spell, but...
Ner?
Yesterday, we were talking or something, and I did that. I was just like, ner.
Divine... Word of Radiance. Ah, give me a con save.
Okay, do I get +3 for being around a boy there?
You're still up, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're alive.
Nat 20, baby!
Nice.
So you're only going to take half of this.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm probably going to go down anyway, but cool.
9 points of radiant damage.
9 points?
Yes.
Total?
Yes, that's already halved.
That's already halved. I'm up.
So you see he just turns to you after he throws his harm Zaris' way and he just says, burn. And all of a sudden, like, a blinding light just crashes against you as you, like, feel this radiant damage against you.
Fuck. Okay.
Okay. Elias.
Okay. I'm going to bonus action teleport with my Echo.
Switch places with him?
Yeah. So Echo and I change places.
Yeah, he turns around, he's all lost. Not again!
Yeah. And now Echo Elias is facing
the
Mechanicon.
Automons?
Yeah, yeah.
Mechanicons?
The Mechanicon.
The Autobots?
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to attack that thing.
Hey, roll me attack roll.
Cool. Let's go. Yes, 16 on the die before modifier.
That will hit.
Cool.
Oh boy.
Let's roll some damage. So that is 7 on the die. Or I'm sorry, 7 total.
Okay, super hurt but not dead.
Okay, extra attack. Does 18 hit.
That hits.
Total. Cool. Perfect.
They do not have as much armor as he does.
Oh my god, 7 points.
On the same one, yes?
Yeah.
That automaton dissembles and breaks down.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
There's one left.
Is my... Did it drop my fucking halberd?
Oh yeah. I'll say that's the one that had your halberd, yeah.
Cool.
Does king, king, king?
Be cut, question DM.
Mm?
Can my Echo throw me the halberd?
Is the Echo allowed to carry things? So let's go ahead and consult the sacred text.
We have to create like a theme song. We're like, sacred text!
Every time I'm putting in the edit, I use a gong.
Yeah.
Echo Knight.
I was hoping Astral Elves would have some sort of resistance to radiant damage.
Nah.
You'd think, but no.
I know these things. I have
just scrapping for HPs right now.
See, use the space, magically teleport, attack on a creature you see, my 5 away. Space. It's magical, translucent, great image. I'm gonna say because it uses the specific word of image, that it is not like.
Corporeal?
Corporeal, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So it can't throw me
swap
anything.
Places, attack. Yeah, because they list specifically what exactly it can do, and I'm going to say that is not one of them. Yeah, okay. You see it bends down to, like, attempt to throw it to you, but its hand just...
How close is it to Morbus?
It is 10 feet.
Can I unleash Incarnation and make one additional melee attack against Morbus?
Yeah.
Cool, let's do it. 16 on the die.
With mod... Yeah, that'll hit.
Cool.
Modifiers?
I'm going to smite.
Smite away, sir.
Cool. So here's damage first. That is 11 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm going to burn my last spell slot. My last level 2 spell slot. I'm going to smite the living socks. PG.
Socks?
3d8.
Why do you get the PG?
I was wearing PG all of a sudden now.
I know. Okay, that's alright. 14, 15, 16 points of radiant damage.
16 points of radiant damage.
God damn.
Elias, how do you kill Morbus?
Yeah!
Thank God.
Yeah, so because it's the Echo, and the Echo is like a righteous, holy knight, he goes over and... Kind of.
He is more righteous.
He is
the righteous version.
He kind of, let's just say, he swipes Morbus kind of off his feet, so he trips him a little bit.
Hit him at the ankles, yeah.
Yeah, literally, and then puts his halberd like to his head. Mm-hmm. He says, "You are no holy man. You are but a sinner," and he just beheads him right there.
That's metal as shit.
Hell yeah.
As he dies, the last remnants of his mechanical arm kind of slightly glows. And almost like in a robotic voice you hear, "You fools, saving sinners." And then it just dims out. You guys are out of initiative.
Go fucking Echo Nuts.
I literally run and like cover Sigrid.
Full body just
yeah. I'm just booking it. And I will hit ya with a second level cure wounds. Let's try out this new D8. That's 10 points. And then I will go over to Amon. And
I'm alive.
Huh?
I'm alive.
Well, that's fine. I'll get you with the first level because I haven't used any of my first level spell slots today. okay. That is... also a 10.
Cool. I had 2 hit points left.
Nice.
How are you looking?
I'm half health. I'm good.
Just for the hell of it, you get one too. A first level cure wounds. Hold on.
I'm not.
Wow, full damage. You get 11.
Full damage.
Slap you for 11 points.
Oh.
Full healing.
Healing
full
rock.
Healing.
God, hits you right in the face.
Elias, like unarmed Elias, the real Elias, gonna walk over to the Echo Elias and just kind of pick up he's disgruntledly gonna pick up his halberd, kind of dust off and like look at him and just be like, I hate that you're so good at this.
I hate that you act similar to that of a trainee.
Get out of my sight. And it's just snap my hand.
All smug as he disappears. Yeah. There, you guys definitely see like the original smugness of Elias like back on Limbo after like fighting Naomi and them. That familiar look of like of superiority as it disappears.
I really fucking hate that guy.
Me too.
That's you, bro.
Not anymore.
Now he's struggling with some self-internal hatred. Like
he's going to therapy.
He's going to therapy for it.
And you see, after all this takes place, you see that the corpse flower finally moves out of the way as you see the rest of this negative entity fungus dissipates from Fabricius. As he kind of returns back to his Haragon shape. But his demeanor looks definitely different. Before, he looked like this kind of like leave me alone kind of hermit, like not dangerous, but like kind of approachable. Now he has this very stern look. His ears are no longer pointed up, they're kind of folded backwards. Like his entire mannerism has changed.
Damn, he has slick back ears.
Yeah.
Edgelord.
Is he, like, alert, awake?
Yeah, he's coming to right now.
I'm gonna go over and, like, assist him to get up.
You help him up?
Yeah.
As you help him up, he kind of puts his hand out in front of him to, like, gesture you to stop. He's like, you cannot stay here. You have to leave.
Now?
Yes.
We just did all of this for you.
It's all for you.
God damn it.
We did this at your behest. We're hurt. He nearly died. I gestured a stick for you.
I understand. But because of the fiasco that's happened here, it won't be long before this place is crawling with reborn guards that are not in my control. Oh. And they most likely will try to end you all.
And you think you're prepared to fight them?
No, but they won't kill me just out of spite. You, four. You have no protection other than your ascenders. I'm the governor. I might be severely punished, but they won't kill me.
So we have no sanctuary here?
Not. They will be here within hours.
So we must leave this level?
You must. I will grant you passage and some healing, but it is unsafe for you here.
Say less.
In character.
I like camping.
And as you guys like kind of hear this from him, I'll say in the background what's also happening is you have seen all these gurneys of freaking people who are sick with the double dragon coming in here, being basically tended to by all these nurses. These nurses have fallen over. And as you kind of look closely, all the nurses that you guys have seen before, all automatons. Similar to the ones that you destroyed. just with better illusionary magic in front of them. Oh. Even the slow-moving furbolg is now slumped over, sparks coming out the side of her arm.
Oh, no.
That fucking furbolg.
I did call it that. It had to die.
And you see some of the people, they're no longer screaming in agony. Some of them have, like, started the change. You see, like, some people's their face has started to layer over with the faceless visage of these creatures. But it is they don't seem like they are suffering anymore. Not that they're dying, just that the sickness has ceased.
What is the fate of this place? What will be the fate of this place?
After the Reborns come with whatever enforcer I imagine that they're going to send down, it will probably return to what it was before. Either myself or, if I don't make it, another individual will begin to stricken these people with diseases again.
Fabricius, Morbus spoke of this, of ascending being a fool's errand and impossible. What do you know of the other terraces? This is as far as I've ever come.
I do know it does not get easier from here. You have seen the easiest of your times up to this point. I have not gone farther than this terrace either. But even in the next terrace alone, I've heard of much strife and struggle.
Can we take a small rest before we go on our way?
I will allow some time, but no longer than a few hours.
We want a short rest and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, definitely short rest. Before I do. Before Morbus perished, he uttered something of a sinner. Did he mean you?
I think he meant all of us.
How so?
For ascending?
Some believe that this place is a punishment for something you've done in the living. Others believe it's just a happenstance. No one really knows.
Okay.
How tall is Fabricius?
He's like 5'4".
Oh, okay. Zyrus is like tall, like towering over. Yeah. She's gonna like put out a hand, and if he takes it, she's gonna cast Cure Wounds on him.
You see, he kind of gestures your hand away. There's no need for that.
They're gonna kill you.
So be it.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
You see, immediately after this, like, he, without saying anything else, turns around, and you see he goes to these gurneys and whatnot, and he gestures his hands out, and to the ones that he's near, you see that he starts accumulating what you assume is the sickness, or the fungus, or the disease from the people. They almost flow out of orifices, like their eyes and their ears, as he accumulates this ball of fungus from them, and then he, like, almost ingests it through his arms. And people start to get up, like, looking like they're feeling better, but whatever mutation they had taken over before they got healed, like, as some of the skin starts to fold over their arms, or their faces, or, like, their fingers start to elongate into claws, they're still transfigured.
Oh, they're stuck?
But no longer sick.
Yeah.
So you see, like, just a group of different, like, even the corpse flower is this weird combination of, like, multiple people now.
Hey, Cronenberg.
I was gonna say, right. I was gonna say society.
Yay, the shunting!
What's the phrase? Asshead?
Butthead? Are you calling a butthead? Butthead?
Oh, man.
So you guys gonna take a short rest?
Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Alright, so you guys take your short rest. You guys ready to make your way downtown?
Megamind!
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, James is so like, he's just like, fuck.
I don't know what the hell happened.
Do you get rages back for short rest?
Nope.
Oh, fuck.
Yep, and I got one fat rage left.
Okay. Hey. I'm pretty sure I'm out of Starlight Steps.
That's
so. Wherever we're going, I will fall into a long rest.
Fall into a long rest? Just immediately go to sleep.
Yep. No matter what's going on. Okay, bye guys.
Oh, well, that's going to be fun. So, excuse me. You see, as soon as you guys say you're ready, Fabricius, that's his name. He goes up to this altar that you guys had seen before. And behind the altar is, like, just basically large stone with plain glass that reaches very high because just of the sheer size of this quote-unquote altar. And you see he reaches out with his little Haragon hand, and he lays his hand on top of the altar. There's no specific god here, but it's built as if there's supposed to be, like, maybe a relic or something up there. And you see from his mark of governorship, shadow moves from his arm to his hand. And as it does, it touches the top of the altar, and the bottom, or the pedestal, falls into the floor. And then from the middle stair, plain glass slides out of the way as a staircase comes down that then proceeds up the mountain that you guys had previously been inside, going towards the top of the building. This now goes into the same mountain, but up towards the next terrace.
Stairway to Heaven placed gently in the background.
No.
Some guy jumps off the top of the tower and goes, "Free bird, yeah!
Play free bird!"
All hits right. The ground.
Let's fucking do it.
Alright, let's go.
Let's go.
Well, you're pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm, very.
So I said, full health. I think you should take up the front. I'll take up the back.
Oh, yeah.
I can take up the rear. I'll take up the rear. And then I think that would be the wisest for our...
in our current situation?
Yeah.
Totally.
I still have spell slots. Siegfried, you go ahead. I'll stand in the back with Zaris.
Siegfried just hears this blasphemy and pushes his way to the front.
God damn it!
He just goes... puts his axe on his shoulder and just keeps walking.
Siegfried, we're trying to save you!
I don't need your saving. Just keeps going.
Alright. Nice. Fuck me, I guess.
You guys make your way up the stairway. When you pass that very edge of the stained glass slides back in behind you. As now you make your way...
as it slides shut.
Yeah.
Tell T Fuggus we said thank you! It's like right as it closes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys never knew what happened to Team Fungus.
Were they in that fight?
Yeah, not the one with Fabricius and Morbus, but the one before. They saved their asses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut to a cut scene of Team Fungus sitting on top of a tower still just, what do we do now?
They're smoking a joint.
Yeah, they're eating some mushrooms. The cat, who's now a lion, is just...
I'd like to think the door is shut. I guess she's just like, tell Team Fungus we said thank you! Like, trying to get the last word in.
Yeah. You guys start making your way up this staircase that eventually gives way to another terrace. You're back outside. Now you can kind of see, basically, the line of Gorsana hundreds of feet below. To the point where you're, like, almost eye level to where the giant R on top of a cathedral was.
Cool.
And you're making your way away from the cathedral. After a couple hours of traveling, you start to see in the far, far distance something very tall, encased in shadow, in the middle of this pathway that is leading you up to the next terrace. And everyone roll me perception checks.
I rolled a dirty one.
Delicious. The dirty one?
Dirty 20. One,
yeah.
25. Dirty one.
That would be a 9.
Dirty 20.
Okay, so our elvish people.
Our pointy-eared people.
You see this weird shadow that's huge. Classified huge.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Standing amongst the path. Doesn't seem like it's doing much, but from the very tip tops of the shadow, you see something akin to maybe like spiral ram horns at the very top.
Damn. Where, like,
its head is like way up there.
It's basically, if to put it in perspective, it's like a 20-story building.
Cool. Oh, okay.
With ram horns at the top.
It's a 20-story building with ram horns.
It's not a building. It's just that tall.
Oh, no, but that's what I mean. Like, just for perspective, it's 20 yeah. stories.
Besides the defining features of the horns that kind of jut out a little bit farther, it's just like a column of shadow.
No. So we wouldn't be able to speak to it? I'm going to call out to it.
You call out to it?
Hello, great shadow.
As soon as you call out to it, you kind of narrow your eyes, get a better look at it as you're... But that snarl kind of echoes, like almost like from a very large creature. You see what's like kind of akin to like a goat face, but flattened. And like pillars of shadow covers up its blue eyes. Doesn't make any obscene gestures or any attack motions towards it, but now you kind of see the full visage of what you're looking at. You see, standing in the pathway.
You.
That little...
That little guy!
That little guy!
Hey, guys.
Yeah, you see a double.
Sprinkles.
It's just, it's literally his shadow.
Dang, that's a better fucking plot point.
I like that.
Fucking Nilbog? God damn it.
Oh, yeah, it's Nilbog, yeah. It's from a different campaign. Yeah.
Great. Fuck.
We're
huge.
We mean you no harm. We are just passing.
I think it's asleep.
Oh.
Can I make an arcana or an inside perception?
What are you trying to get from it?
If it's fucking asleep.
Yeah, you can roll me. I would say insight.
Right there. Okay. Well, that was not in the thing. God damn it. Fuck! It's in that one. I don't know. Shit.
Yeah, he's asleep.
Okay, cool. So I could be really right or really wrong. Guys, it's asleep. We can just go right by.
Can I roll perception?
Are you trying to see the same thing?
Yeah.
Insight.
Okay. 5.
It's asleep. We can
he's
go.
He's asleep, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's just try to pass by it.
You first.
Wait, how far is it from us?
Do we have to go right past it to get where we're going? Okay.
I'll say right now it's like it's actually pretty far. It's like maybe 100 feet from where you're at. But you do see, even with the bad insights and perception checks, but from the perception checks earlier, you see there is enough space to like walk beneath it.
Like, go under its legs?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna piss on us.
He doesn't have.
It's going to R. Kelly us.
Piss on
moving
me.
His penis out of the room.
Siegfried goes up for ye old circumcision.
It's a tripod.
Oh, fuck. I literally took a sip and then he was like, we're gonna move the penis out of the way. God damn it.
Fucking Freddy got fingers.
Well, holy simple Moe.
Zara's taking her stuff. I just what is that?
Why are we all poking and sticking?
Yeah,
Rock's for sure gonna wake it up. I don't know about you, but if somebody was poking my dick when I was asleep, it would wake me up.
Sigrid goes for dick removal, and then a mod with the flame rapier just cauterizes the wound.
What the hell? I didn't even describe a penis. And you guys are like,
hey, look,
it's dick.
He's been playing so much Boulder's games.
This is true. This is true. Siegfried cast charm.
It's giant. How big is its dick?
God damn it.
It's the size of like 4 of you. It's perfect.
Big goblin energy.
Perfect.
God.
I killed Reuben.
I hate you all.
Hey, you know?
It's right. No longer listen, scary.
No, it is scary. We have to make jokes for levity or else we'll cry.
The only way we deal with it is how we deal with our fear.
Yeah.
Make dick jokes.
That's what I do when I'm scared. natural defense mechanism.
Anyway, get back to the test.
Yeah, we're retconning. There's no huge, like, flailing
giant shadow dick in our way.
Gonna write, I'm just gonna make a new monster when I get home. Shadow.
Shadow.
Shadow cock.
That also sounds like a dark, luminescent rooster.
Yeah.
Shadow cock.
Say hello to Shadow cock.
We have those in the Underdark.
Shadow cocks?
Shadow cocks.
Delicious. That is the name of my next character.
You watch
Shadow
cock.
Shadow cock.
What do you guys do?
Okay, bring it in.
Yeah,
sorry.
So what are we gonna do here?
Slowly and stealthily, I'm pretty sure.
Let's say that we'll try to pass under it, as you said, in a more stealthy manner.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Yes?
We
no?
We can do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Is everyone just stealthily going to walk by?
Oh, fuck. I mean, fuck it. I will use my last second level spell slot and cast Pass Without a Trace.
Okay.
Nice.
I love it.
And now, again, I'm invisible to the gods.
Everyone roll me stealth checks.
And the giant schlongs.
Cool.
With plus 10?
Yes.
Dirty 22.
What did you...
No, it could have been so much worse.
Do I roll this?
But
what would you still get total?
Oh, yeah. Because you're heavy armor, sir.
Oh.
Thanks for being a
honest
gentleman.
I got a 19.
19.
Nice.
30. 30.
I rolled a 2, but it comes to a total of 24.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Once again, the elven are just like stealthy shit.
Amon trips like on a rock, but uses it to his advantage. He uses the momentum to then start stepping on his toes, and he just tiptoes through.
I was thinking he trips, he falls, he does like a tuck, like a tumble, like tuck and roll.
Very
like,
soft
rolls
tuck
the
and roll.
Way.
Starts crawling.
He just
Siegfried and Elias, since you guys rolled the exact same number.
Oh no.
Give me straight up rollies between the two of you.
I
die against yours. I'm at ye.
Oh wow.
6.
I got an 8.
Big already.
Damn.
Such a
I am more stealthier than you.
It is a race to the bottom.
He screams.
Yeah. This creature cannot touch me with its giant. Okay.
No more cock talk.
But
big cock
so...
hour.
No, we save that for middle eight table break.
Mm-hmm. So you guys...
Tune in to Cock Talk.
No.
I'm kidding!
I won't be there.
I'm kidding!
Are you?
It's gonna come up.
You don't think
nice.
I'm gonna immediately bring this to horrible people? I'm like, welcome
to
Cock Talk!
It can be any worse than Cock Rot. Also from a different campaign, I apologize for bringing up things that don't matter here.
Ruben keeps mixing up Danny's characters, and it is so funny. In our home game, he calls...
That's when it happens when you're the forever DM. You have to remember everything.
Everyone's names.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, speaking of names...
You
got the lowest. I'm aware.
Shut up.
I thought you were struggling like to remember who it was.
I was pausing for dramatics. Oh, Amon, you and Zaris stealthily make your way underneath this creature. And as you guys kind of go underneath, you do sense, even without perception or anything, almost like cold fear and just general negativity, just negative vibes.
Harshing the vibe?
No, like, worse than that. Like, it's like walking into the funeral of someone who was very close to you.
The message
to
Zaris.
It's a Dementor.
What the fuck is that?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And you guys kind of, when you guys walk underneath it, you see it has, like, this gentle sway to it. Almost like something that would be asleep.
If we knew.
If you knew. Siegfried and Elias, you guys again feel the same energy.
Bad vibes, dude.
Super bad vibes. Like, to the point where, like, you almost depressed being around this thing. And as you guys pass by, you guys are basically just past, like, its toes and its ankles, getting very just past it. And for some reason, Elias, you think to look back.
Yeah.
And as you look back towards its face, its eyes wide open, staring right to you, point its finger out. And a dark shadow laser right into your chest. Please, roll me a wisdom save.
Plus three.
You gotta be 21.
Okay, I do. 22.
Oh, fuck! Run! You will take half of this.
Oh, no.
Yikes, dude.
You're gonna take... I can do math. 15... 19 points of necrotic damage.
Sure.
That's it halved?
That's halved.
God damn.
And for a second, you feel this impending dread, this impending doom. I was almost like, this is the Grim Reaper, and it has found you. And... before you are able to shake it off, like, your internal light, aka your echo, says, why are you just standing there? Let's move.
Don't have to tell me again.
Yeah.
Just book it.
You see, he starts running. Siegfried, you see Elias was, like, a little bit behind you. And he's running past you now. You guys can hear the footsteps of Elias as he's running. And you see, you guys turn around. This thing is now slowly walking behind you. Everyone, roll me initiative.
Initiative? Oh,
shit. What? So, just for the sake of clarity, you guys are running, and this thing is right behind you. I actually rolled the lowest on the initiative.
Hey!
You need to go 3 rounds of straight sprinting without being affected by its various effects, and you guys will outrun it. But every time its turn comes, those effects reset. So, very top of the order, Amon, give me a d6 roll.
Why?
Why?
It's a 4.
4? It is going to try to hit you with an inveriting focus. That is a 31 to hit.
Oh my god!
What?
Yeah.
I cast shield.
You're the plus 5.
Jeez. You like apples? How about them apples?
Oh, fuck. I'm in danger.
It's only going to be 6 points of necrotic, but I need a constitution save.
6 points, please. Let me do some maths. Constitution save? Mm-hmm. How far behind is Elias?
I'm going to say you guys 10 feet with each other, just for the sake of...
It's not going to help. That is only 12.
Your maximum hit points is going to go down by that 3.
By how many?
3 damage that you took. Did I say 3 damage? How much damage did I take?
You said 6.
Yeah,
what was it?
You're going to go down by that 6 damage.
Okay, please hold. Okay.
Okay, how are you looking?
I mean, I was at full health, and so now I am again at full health, just lower.
Just lower?
Yeah, still lower full health.
Full health with more steps.
That is your go.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, unless you're going to do something crazy, you guys are just sprinting.
I am going to do something.
Okay.
I'm going to use cunning action to dash anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going to turn and cast Sacred Flame at it.
Okay. What does...
Dex save.
That is a 23.
Good fucking lord. Yeah, it saves. Never mind. I'm still running, though.
Go ahead and keep running. Zaris.
Run, yes.
Roll me a d6, please.
Okay. Don't fuck me over. That is a 6.
It is not focused on you.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm fucking booking it.
Yeah, anything else you want to do?
Turn into a cheetah.
I can't. It takes two wild shapes to turn into the rock guy, and I only have
two. Those
two. I have to wait for my next long rest, so I'm just gonna keep on.
She's keeping on booking it.
Turn into a fly.
Siegfried.
Oh wait, I get them back with a short rest.
What, your
wild shapes?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Hold on.
Okay, I guess I'll fuck off.
Big brains on the
paladin. Sure.
Yeah, freaking giant hyena. Bye.
Stand by. I thought I don't believe you, but I don't believe you.
Okay.
We're just gonna.
It's my job.
It's my job to question.
It takes an action, and it's a short. It's per short rest.
Question.
It's in the player's handbook, page 66.
If you regain, will it finish a short rest? You are correct. Giant hyena.
Bye.
And she is booked.
Titties.
Okay. Siegfried.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
It's a good day.
Good day to you too.
Oi. What you gonna do now, lion?
Run? I mean, I don't know.
His bloke is running. Just run. You got anything else you wanna do? You wanna try to do something? Okay, roll me a d6.
Hold on. I guess I'll raid. I don't know if that was things gonna throw at me on my last one, but I don't know.
He casts middle finger.
Yeah.
All of us collectively just flipped off the
Ooh,
sky.
That is a big fat one.
Oh, there.
That is a finger of doom.
What?
That's what it's called. Please give me a wisdom save.
Well, that's fucking great.
As it, again,
you're
death
within 10
beam
feet
towards
of...
you.
Oh, yeah, I get the plus three. Hey, that's pretty good. That's a 21.
21? So you only gonna take half.
Okay.
This time, I'm going to roll 66.
66?
What?
66 damage.
No.
Yeah.
66.
What?
Oh,
you died.
It's 6 d12s. Everyone chill.
Wait, that's worse.
That is worse.
I know. 15 points of damage.
What kind of damage?
Necrotic.
Okay.
Magic damage.
And give me a whiz save.
Give me another one?
Oh no, you've passed. Never mind.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, why is this double?
Wait, why?
Oh, no, wait, why? Wait, why?
He sounded so scared.
I did that once.
Just saved.
Elias.
I'm running, dude.
You can just cast insult. I don't think you're smart at all.
Roll me a d6.
D6.
2.
That is invigorating focus. That is going, he's going to try to hit you. That's a nat 1 on its part.
Oh, hit him itself in the face.
13, no, 13, it just whiffs. You see, again, this weird shadowy entity coming from its hand, and it goes to surround you, but you're just able to dodge out of the way as you're running past.
Nice. Cool.
That is.
I have no spell slots, I can't do anything crazy, so I'm just running.
Okay. That is one round. I'm on. It is your go. Its abilities have recharged.
Yeah, I bet they have. The only thing I'm going to do... I'm just going to roll this d6 first, and then depending on what happens. That's a 3.
3? Annihilating aura.
Good fucking Christ!
Give me a con save, please.
It doesn't matter. Shout out to the 2 group.
I mean, it sounds kind of metal, but I don't like it when he says it.
But definitely the next song title.
20 points of damage.
Cool.
Necrotic.
And then you blow up. And then you die.
He's like, 20 points, that was nothing.
But I still have hit points.
Yeah, then you just cease to
exist. Annihilated, yeah.
He's on 20. Oh, y'all, all hit points? No, sticks of dynamite have been shoved down your throat.
Fuck.
Yeah, you have to cut him out of yourself.
Yeah. I want to play game. This full Saul. He's on the monster's on a tricycle now.
Yeah. It's the giant Billy.
God damn
it's
it.
A giant.
Alright, I'm going to dash, and then cunning action, dash again.
Okay.
for all the feats.
Okay. So you were pretty fucking far.
Yeah.
Okay. That is Amon Zaris. So yeah, you see, like, Amon is damn near far away. Like, he's been just booking this whole time.
I will dash. Movement. That's 100 feet. Okay. I am fucking gone.
You are. Oh, you two are almost out of range of it. But give me a d6.
Yeah, I think.
Cowards.
Yeah. You see these two hyena, stealthy man, just booking it. 3.
Yeah.
You are so lucky. You already got a 3. So, yeah. Nothing happens.
Can't touch this.
Siegfried.
I'm running.
Okay.
I'm running.
2. 2? I got old 2 crew.
That's it. Inverting focus. He's going to try to hit you. That is a 25 hit.
What the fuck?
That doesn't hit.
I don't know. I don't know you. Give me a con save.
I'm nervous.
Man.
I will throw something at you. Shut up.
18?
18.
Oh, wait. Plus 3. 21.
That is just enough.
Yay!
Oh. So you're going to take 7 points in necrotic?
Okay. Yeah. He turns around.
As it hits you. But your maximum hit points will not go down by 7.
Oh, and you're raging too, right?
Yeah.
Eh?
He's
necrotic.
Raging.
It's necrotic. He doesn't get half. He's not a bear totem. He's a berserker.
Say what? What?
You take 7 points of damage of necrotic, and your maximum does not go down by 7 because you. Made
right. Remember, mine went down by
3.
Whatever he hurt me with.
6. Yeah, I can do math.
Sorry, I didn't get hurt.
You got hurt, but your maximum hit points stays the same.
You didn't get the negative effect.
Oh.
I was
overall HP.
I would yes.
Okay.
Elias.
Want to action dash, or am I still just moving?
4.
Four.
You can action dash.
Same thing, he's going to try to hit you.
Yeah, I didn't action dash. I don't know if that matters or not.
I thought he assumed we were all action dash.
Yeah. Unless he had something special.
No, I'm just...
I just have an extra dash action to keep
doing. No,
it's 31 to hit.
Holy shit.
What the fuck? Has this thing got anything below, like, a 25?
No.
You didn't ask me if that hit.
Okay. Does it hit?
Yeah, it hit.
You weren't aware that he strapped the mirror shield to its back?
Can you give me a fucking con save?
Ruben is going to come over this table and beat all of us up.
He casts Uno reverse card.
He casts I'm rubber, you're glue.
Yeah. I'm leaving.
It's because we're scared, Ruben. It's because we're scared.
16.
16's not gonna pass.
Damn it!
You're gonna take 11 points of necrotic, and your maximum's gonna go down by 11.
Damn. You shall not
pass.
Ew,
okay, so. So, okay. Keep me honest here. So I'm at 78 current hit points, but is my hit point maximum now.
11 less.
11 less than 100.
Okay. Is that your usual?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then yeah. So you're at 89. If that goes down to 0, you just die.
Oh. We ran into that issue in my Strahd game where someone's max HP got lowered to 0 and we were trying to figure out how to keep them alive.
I think the only thing short of like a greater restoration doesn't work.
Thankfully we had scrolls of greater restoration, but
dice.
Otherwise someone was going to die.
Marcus is just trying to kill everyone.
Speaking of, this is the end of turn 2. Amon.
1d6,
bro.
One more round, guys.
I can and I will.
One more round.
That's
a 1.
A finger of death.
Yeah, I bet
you got
it
the
is.
1.
Oh, shit. Give me a wisdom save.
Oh, on the d6.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your daddy meant like a
wisdom
save.
Oh, that's
good. It's not going to do it, though.
Giant shadow steps on
him. Because we're too far from him anyway.
Yeah, you guys are super
powerful. So it's still 19.
Yeah.
19's not going to pass.
Oh, you're not a wise boy.
I'm not. I'll let you guys know what I do with my next ABI, though.
Going into wisdom.
Right there. Same dude.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's too many.
34 points of damage.
Okay. Sorry, I was just doing math. I'm up, and I'm running.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're paralyzed with fear.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
From the finger of doom.
You said 34? Cool.
Son of a tick.
Well, if I'm paralyzed with fear, can I still cast
paralyzed,
Sacred Flame?
Paralyzed, you can't do shit, bro. Yeah, look it up.
No, that's not what I'm looking up. Do I need to move or do anything for Sacred Flame?
Pretty sure you need somatic.
Son of a bitch, I might. Yeah. God damn it. Yeah, I'm stuck.
Okay.
Sorry.
Can I grab him?
You roll me a D6 first, and we'll talk about it.
Okay. A 3.
3. That is Transverditating Focus. He's gonna try to hit you.
We're doing so well, guys.
Doing all right.
26. Give me a con save.
14.
That's gonna fail. Your maximum will go down by 11 again. 11 points of damage from the necrotic. You said you would like to try to grab Amon?
Yeah.
I will say, homie, how you doing? Are you throwing him on your back? What are you doing? Explain to me. Paint me a picture.
Yeah. I'm assuming we're probably about keeping pace with each other. Ish, like I might be a little bit behind him,
yeah.
I figure, because he can do the double dash thing.
Mm-hmm. Like Mario Kart, yep.
Oh, nope. Well, I was thinking Door Dashers.
Ah, damn it.
what I'm thinking is I see him seize up with fear, and like I'm hoofing it. And so when I see him freeze up, I'm going to try to go underneath his legs and like catch him on my back and keep going.
No, okay. You gotta grab him by the nape of the neck.
like he's a
baby. Like a little baby.
Just dragging me.
I mean, that would work too, yeah.
Yeah, do it.
I don't think I'm big enough to do that. But I'm a giant hyena, so I feel like it would be easier to like almost like baseball slide on between his legs, scoop him up, and keep going.
All right, give me an athletics check.
Great.
Using your hyena stat.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Because you're wild shaped.
Yes.
Old giant hyena.
Ye old giant hyena. Okay. Fuck. 5.
Yes.
5? No, you straight, like, you slide underneath him, and you go to put, like, him on your back, but since he's not reacting at all, he just slides off. And he's, like, prone on his back, yeah.
I fucking tried!
God damn it.
I tried!
On the floor.
Sick.
I don't think he should be punished for me fucking whiffing that.
Am I anywhere?
Don't roll a 5 next time.
Am I anywhere near him?
You are. I'll say by this time, I'm not gonna keep track of distance like that. But you were like running up on him. They were like way farther than
you. Okay. Can I try to grab him?
Roll me a D6 first.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
All right. 4.
Roll me a con save.
We're all rolling different numbers, guys. It's real bad.
Well, let me see if he hits you. Yeah.
Don't even roll that. I mean, come
on. Is there
on.
Any world where
you said
he
con?
Doesn't?
He rolled
that
one.
Okay.
17?
That's gonna fail.
Damn. That's not good.
No, I got the nat one.
9 points of the product, and your maximum will go by, down by 9.
Okay.
Yes, you could roll me an athletics check if you'd like.
Sure am. 1 second.
Okay. I can wait.
I'm about to change that.
I'm just being evil now because I know Alex can be evil.
Err.
Just get my punches in now before my next character gets
Good
his
call.
Ass beat.
Good call.
Athletics.
Unless you want to try something else.
No, athletics.
Come He's on. Like, yes. You're raging, yes?
Yes.
But you
that
advantage?
Is.
Strength based checks.
Oh. Well, okay. Sure.
Are you?
24.
Yeah, I say, like, you, not in the same way, but, like, grab the back of his coat and, like, similar to how you throw your axe on your back, you throw him on your back just hanging on with one arm. You're paralyzed. You see, yeah, you see the wiggly loose finger of that hand just flapping by your face.
He's all,
subconsciously.
It's like trying to
from the finger, then moving on.
It's like trying to puke when you're drunk. He can't actually puke up because he's drunk or like because he's paralyzed. So like he's gonna choke on his own vomit.
That sounds worse.
Sifri's just gonna call him. I swear, if you puke on me, and he's just hoofing
it. Elias.
Hopefully this is the last round.
Two! It was. This is round three, I thought.
This is the last one.
No one's rolled that yet. That is...
We all rolled different ones?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit.
I rolled two. He rolled two and I rolled two.
You rolled two?
I rolled two as well. That's the...
I rolled something else.
No, he rolled one. If you rolled two, then... Nothing happens.
I rolled a two before because that's the. What was it called? Say it again.
The focus, yes.
Yes. You hit me with that.
I got three.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thanks for keeping track, guys. I already forgot.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I rolled a two.
Elias, as you
start. Gotcha.
As you are running, you're like heading up the back of the pack in the rear with the beer. And as you are running, you notice for a second, I'm not getting hit with anything. As you turn around.
Don't do it.
This time, the thing is facing away from you, and it's kind of like walking back to where it started, seeming lose interest, be scared of something. Roll me insight.
Three.
Roll me with advantage.
Ooh, okay.
Nat 20.
Oh my god!
I see your three, and I raise you 20.
You don't know what, but it almost acts like a beast of some sort. Like, it reacts on instinct. And it was afraid of whatever is over there.
Awesome.
And it strikes your mind, what could be so massive or scary that this thing... is scared of it.
And we're running towards that?
You're running towards that level.
I'm gonna keep that to myself.
Okay. Eventually you guys start running and you do notice the same thing Elias did. You don't see this intent of it fleeing from something as he did, but you do notice that it has stopped chasing you. Amon, you are no longer paralyzed.
Yay! I'm gonna jump off his back and be like, thanks, but also,
you're welcome.
All right. And you guys continue down the path. And now, for the second time, I'm going to be handing it off to the super producer, Alex Webster.
Hell yeah. We've done our first full rotation.
So that's what that big monster was afraid of.
That's Alex Webster. Yeah.
Super producer.
Oh.
Super producer.
We will pick back up next time with me at the helm. Thank you so much, Ruben. Awesome
gods.
Job. Yay.
Thanks,
guys. Good shit.
Thanks.
Do you want me to
close
it out?
Sure. All right, you know what? I could do it
one last time.
Take us home, Ruben. Once again.
I am home.
Yeah, you were here.
Damn it.
Again, my name was Ruben. Thanks for joining me on the second turnaround through Gorsana. It's been super awesome to be at the helm again, but I'm super excited to be a character once more, bringing a brand new character to the podcast once again.
Hell
yay!
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
In the meantime, if you need a little bit of fix of Ruben... while waiting for the next episode, you can find me on Instagram, our REC Matrix. I like raccoons, music, lifting heavy things, and putting them back down, all kinds of funny stuff. Also, is it okay if I promote myself here now? Do I wait?
Do you have a release date? I think this is about a month away.
Yeah, it'd probably be the next episode after this.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Give us a little boss, lady. Give us a little snippet.
You know what?
I'll give it a snippet.
I'm working on my own podcast, aside from Turning Tables. It's going to be an anime review type podcast where I'm basically being forced against my will to watch anime by alien species that really likes it. So stay tuned for that, guys.
Hell yeah. Do you want to drop the name?
The name is going to be called Plot Armor Plus.
Fucking weeb?
I'm just kidding.
You are not
wrong.
We're
all weebs.
You're not wrong. Eventually, I will have guests after the first couple episodes, and we'll discuss... we're going to try to stay away from main mainstream animes, but so no Big Three, no Dragon Ball, because if you're not watching those already, you're wrong. But in the meantime, Danny, where can the people find you?
Howdy, you can find me, or you can find my podcast on the Horrible People's Network. It's called Hops and Notes. We drink beer, we talk music, and we scream.
Yeah, a lot of screaming.
The last episode, Alex and I talked about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, where one person's team was disrespected that week for putting up 70 points and nobody gave a fuck.
Or Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman being at the same game.
Yeah, it was rough. But you can find that on Instagram at Hops and Notes Pod. You can find me on Instagram, Untapped, and Blue Sky at Wrathchild 714, and I will continue to plug Blue Sky.
Stop trying to make Blue Sky happen. It's not going to happen.
I follow four people.
So unfetch.
Come find me.
So unfetch.
That's a terrible movie, by the way. Fuck that movie.
You're so wrong.
It's bad.
There's so many things you're wrong about.
I'm pretty sure it's racist.
Can I just ask it whether what?
I'm like 90% sure that movie's racist,
it's
too.
It's like 45% racist.
Yeah, it needs to be stopped.
Anyway, can I go now? Are you done?
Yes. Alex, where can they find you?
Hi! Okay,
so... You're sounding like Toad in fucking Mario Party.
Fuck you guys. All right, so join us next week for our post-terrace debrief, our middle-eight table break.
Yeah.
Where
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, thank you. In 2 weeks for our middle-eight table break.
I don't know that. By the time this comes out, it'll be... Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we're doing
bi-weekly.
I'm going home.
In 2 weeks for our middle-eight table break where we talk all things Gorsana. It'll be a great time. If you want to stay up to date on all of the... I almost did the Horrible People's outro.
Oof.
You got lost in the sauce.
She hasn't even been on the show for two episodes, and it's still in the brain.
I've been doing it for 5 years. It lives there. You can find me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. This will come out after spooky season, but I'm talking spooky season stuff. It's always time for
it's
horror.
It's always spooky season.
It's always spooky season. And then you can find our horror podcast here at the Horrible People's Network. It is the Horrible People's Podcast. We talk about a scary movie every week. It's the bomb. You can find us on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast. That is HORRORBLE People's Podcast.
Ooh, also, I forgot to say, if you know me or Alex, ask for a Horrible People's Network sticker. We have little Michael Myers stickers to hand out.
Little Michael Myers giving you the finger.
If you just happen to see
us. If you know us, or if you see us in public, ask for a
whatever,
sticker.
Whatever, it's happened.
It's on me.
James.
Ew.
Hi. You can find me also on the Horrible People's Network as part of the NPC Gaming Podcast, where we talk about news. We predict things that keep happening. We talk a lot of shit on Microsoft. It's pretty fun. You can find us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. If you want to follow me personally, you can do that at the Mighty Monarch. That's the _ Mighty _ Monarch. Normally I would plug the fact that I write for Inside the Magic at this point, but by the time this episode comes out, I will have shifted careers. And if you want to know what that is, go follow my personal Instagram, and maybe I'll post stuff there about what I'm doing now. I don't know. Yeah, there you go.
Hey.
Let's give James an official round of applause for his new progression in life.
Yeah. Promotion.
I'm ready.
Nice.
That's it. Got it.
I'm going camping tomorrow.
Nice.
I might not return.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you going camping?
Big Sur.
Ooh.
I was talking to Betty about it. It sounds really fun.
We're going to get lost in the woods.
Nice.
Hopefully, like, not for real, though.
I might not come back.
Please do.
So what happened to Elias? He died.
He died.
He actually decided to turn back and be friends with that monster. He died.
He's chilling.
Cut to a scene with him and the monster just hanging out.
They're actually really good friends.
Smoking a clove.
Yeah,
and then I told that bitch to go fuck herself.
No way.
Yeah, only it's like a huge booming, like, no way.
The echo emerges. Hey, what the fuck?
Aren't we going back?
Yep.
Excellent. And like everyone said, these podcasts are part of the Horrible People's Network. You can find us on Instagram at HORRORBLE People's Network on Instagram, like I said. Come check us out. We got bunch of stuff there. In the meantime, if you see a giant shadowy goat thing walking, run faster.
Slap its dick!
Slap its dick!